الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. ثم أما بعد, to proceed, we're still talking about the verses in the Quran that address the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or talk about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the verses that he covered before were, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu hasbuka Allah, O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for you. And La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana, and be not sad, surely Allah is with us. So that is the Prophet speaking to Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, in the cave, when they were surrounded. And also, Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. That's Allah saying to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and verily you, Muhammad, are on an exalted standard of character. Also, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. Nay, you, Muhammad, are not, by the grace of your Lord, a madman, as they ascribed to you. And last time we covered a verse that says, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلَّغْ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله عظيم كل الناس. O your messenger, convey that which has been revealed unto you or sent down unto you from your Lord, and if you do not, then you have not conveyed his message. Like, if you do not convey it in entirety without any additions or deletions, then you have not conveyed his message. والله يعصم كل الناس, and Allah shall protect you from mankind. Today, inshallah, we'll go over Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, and we will try, inshallah, to go a little bit quicker to cover, to finish the rest of the verses. So, the whole surah of Alam Nashrah, and then also Allah is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna fatahna laka fathan mubeena. Verily, we have given you a manifest victory. And Allah is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then know that there is no God but Allah, and seek forgiveness for your sins. And then, inshallah, we'll try also to do Iqra, which is the last verse. So these are verses by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ would be the first one here. فَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. فَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, have we not extended your breast? And some of the translations would say, have we not opened your breast? So that is fine too. Have we not expanded your breast? وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ, and have we not lightened your burden? Or have we not removed your burden? Have we not removed your burden? الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ, that weighed your back down. The burden that weighed your back down. What's this? The sin. Sin is the burden that weighs the back down. So since the Prophet ﷺ was forgiven for all of his mistakes, past and future, that is removing the burden. So his back is not weighed down by the sins. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we raised your mention. We honored your mention and raised your mention. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, then surely with the hardship there is relief. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, again, surely with the hardship there is relief. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. So when you're not occupied, stand before your Lord in worship. وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, and seek only your Lord, or seek none but your Lord. have hope in none but your Lord. So alam nashrah laka sadrak, sharh comes from what? Do you know when we say sharh, kitab, which is the commentary of the book, like the explanation, sharh as explanation. So what is the relationship between the two? And then I'll tell you one more thing. There is something called tashrih in Arab. Tashrih means dissection. You know, dissect the body. Tusharrih. So, what's the relation? The root word comes from the those three letters together. Sheen, ra, ha. He put them together. They mean القطع والإبانة, cutting and disclosing, manifesting, etc. And قطع brings about إبانة, right? Because قطع, cutting, brings about disclosure. Because when you cut something, that's why تشريح or dissection of the body, it is to cut so that you can see. So that is where the word شرح comes from. Commentary, explanation, because you show, you disclose the hidden meanings that may not be derived or arrived at by everyone when you explain a statement. So alam nashrah laka sadrak here means expanded, opened, widened, expanded your breast. Expanded your breast is stronger than to say, have we not made you big-hearted? Or have we not made your heart big? Why? Because it includes this. Nasrah al-sadr, to expand the breast, it includes making one more merciful, more considerate, more compassionate, towards others, towards the poor, towards the weak, towards others in general. So, having an expanded breast includes having a big heart. But having an expanded breast has addition of meanings as well. What would be some of the meanings? Patience, forbearance, forgiveness, overlooking, pardoning others and overlooking and being patient and forgiving and forbearing. It basically, you know, one of the manifestations of the expansion of the breast is that you have the so-called high psychological reserve. High psychological reserve. This high psychological reserve, like you have stores of tranquility, confidence, stability, integrity. Those stores, those high stores of all of the above, will not only help you be more patient with calamities, be more resilient, you know, in the face of hardships, but also the psychological reserve will help you spend all of it on people. You know, when you have two spouses that have low psychological reserve, that is not good news. If one of them has a high psychological reserve, you'll be able to balance things out. If they both have moderate, high, you know, medium size reserves, then things may work out. The Prophet ﷺ had enormous psychological reserve that he was able to not only tolerate a spouse that has a low psychological reserve, but tolerate a nation that is rough and tough and defiant and oppositional by nature, and brings them in the fold of Islam and make of a people that have never seen any form of unity, any form of stability, a nation that thereafter took the leadership, made of those tough, rough, you know, defiant, feudal, quarrelsome tribes and peoples, a nation that became calmer, more civilized. He was actually able to balance out all of their difficulties with his forbearance, toleration, and patience. So certainly, you know, to really be able to tolerate a spouse that has a low psychological reserve, you need to have a high psychological reserve. But to make of those feudal tribes a civilized nation, that is what we're talking about here. It has to do with divine work, divine intervention. So there are a few statements here that, and again, this is from this book, Muhammad, as if you can see him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad and Kamala Kadarar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Dr. Ha'ib al-Qarni and published by IIPH. So he says here, the author, have we not opened your breast, making you a large-hearted person or a big-hearted person, a person who forgives, overlooks, conceives people's weaknesses, is forbearing, merciful towards the weak and the poor. Also, says here that so that you smile during crisis, remain firm and steadfast when calamities befall you, etc. So it is both a psychological reserve that will make you resilient in the face of hardship and make you tolerate others as well. One of the meanings also of expanded your breast is to make you generous, and to make you giving. And certainly the Prophet ﷺ, as Abdullah ibn Abbas said, was more generous than wind sent with goodly rain onto a dry land. Okay, so أَنَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ, and we removed your burden, الَّذِي أَنْقَلَ ظَهْرَكَ, that weighed your back down. The burden that weighs all of our backs down is sin. It weighs our backs down, and it also seals our hearts so that they are not responsive. They are not tender. They are not accepting of the truth, accepting of the light, the guidance in general. So those sins, they pull us down psychologically. That's, you know, lowering your back here, you know, or weighing your back down means that it brings you down psychologically. And not only this, but it also seals your heart so you're not capable of connecting with the light of guidance. When you're not capable of receiving it. Because if your heart is sealed, you cannot receive. And then you reach the point of the no return, which is, فَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. Have you not seen the one whose evil deeds have been made beautiful in his sight? That is where your fitrah, your genuine inclination, is in complete upside down mode, that goodness is not good anymore, and evil looks good, and good looks evil. And that is the greatest punishment anyone can be punished with. You would look at them and you think that they're, you know, evil and bad people and tyrants and so on and so forth. But actually they're pitiful. They are being punished. Because what are they at the end of the day? How long will they live, even if they are tyrannical and evil and this and that? How long will they live? Yet at the same time, those tyrannical people, they can have depression and be on, you know, three or four drugs because depression is one of the agents of Allah. No matter how tyrannical and strong and deceptive you are, you're not going to be able to fight it off. Or, you know, a little virus or this or that. Anyway, so the idea here is the sins bring you down and conceal your heart. As the Prophet ﷺ said, تعرض الفتن على ابن آدم عرض الحصير عودا عودا. That the trials will, that the son of Adam will be exposed to trials like a straw mat. A straw mat. One straw after another. Do you see the straws in a straw mat, how tight they are to next to each other? Have anyone seen a straw mat before? Some may have not. Anyway, you put the straws next to each other and you make a carpet or a mat out of this. So this one straw is right tightly next to each other. So the Prophet ﷺ told us that we'll be always tried. We'll be always tested. You're constantly tested. In fact, Allah said, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Who created maut, death, al-hayah, life, to test you. That's it. So you're always being tested. So the Prophet ﷺ said that the trials will be, son of Adam will be exposed to trials one after another like a straw mat. Whenever you fail, a dot will be inserted, a black dot will be inserted in your heart until your heart has been completely sealed. After your heart is sealed, you're not going to be able to receive any light. You're not going to be able to benefit from any exhortation. And the good will look bad to you and the bad will look good to you. Then Allah says, so if you really want to lighten your burden, you do the work. You lighten your burden. You ask Allah for forgiveness. And you try to give up your, you know, the sinful lifestyle. You get yourself closer to Allah and you ask Allah for forgiveness for the older sins. Because once you are forgiven, you will feel lighter. You will feel happier. You'll feel serene, tranquil, more content. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we raised your mention, we elevated your mention, we honored your mention. Whose mention is... Now, whose mention has been raised higher than the Prophet ﷺ? You know, no one. You know, if you think about how many people made it to fame and glory, in the history of mankind, you know, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, and you know, the scores of people made it to fame and glory. But do people remember them? Sometimes they remember them. We remember them now. You know, sometimes they remember. But is anyone being remembered as much as the Prophet is being remembered? He's... Not only this, he's remembered next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Azan, in the Iqamah, in our tashahud. So 1.4 billion Muslims, hundreds of millions of them pray five times a day, and they mention the Prophet ﷺ in every tashahud, every masjid, calls out his name, and so on and so forth. So no one is more remembered than him. But not only this, it is not any remembrance, because a lot of people are remembered, but do people care for them? Yet the Prophet is remembered affectionately and fondly and with love and by hundreds of millions of people that love him over their their parents and themselves and so on. So then it says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, then verily with the hardship there is ease. Again, there with the hardship there is ease. So إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ, now, why is it with the hardship there is ease, with the hardship there is ease? Why wasn't it with the hardship, or with hardship there is ease? Life with the hardship there is ease. Why? Yeah, the reason why the prefix al, in the ma'a, al-usr, yusr. Yusr is not, does not have the prefix al. The prefix al is the definite article, right? So when, okay, so when the word has the prefix al, z, it means it's definite. And the other, so al-usru is definite, and the yusru is indefinite. Ma'rifa and nakira. Usru is ma'rifa, yusru is nakira. When you repeat the ma'rifa, you're talking about the same thing. When you say the book, when I say to Omar, for instance, the book, get me the book, and then I stay silent for like a while, and then I say to him, did you open the book? Am I talking about the same book or different books? Same book. But if I say to him, have you seen a book? And then I talk to him again and say, did you open a book? Well, it doesn't have to be the same book. It could be two different books. So in the Ma'al-Usri Yusra, the beauty of this and the eloquence of this and the rhetoric here is the Usra is the same. And the Yusra was repeated. So it's an emphasis. The Yusra, with every Usra, there will be two Yusra. So one usr, that's what Umar radiallahu anhu used to say. One usr will not be two usr. One usr, one hardship will not be two relief. So it says here, when you are faced with a seemingly insurmountable problem, when there seems to be no escape from your problems, when a situation becomes almost unbearable, then know that relief and health and ease are near at hand. And that's even the nature in this life. You know, there is nothing that stays. And the darker the night gets, the closer the dawn becomes. And also, when you tighten a rope and you keep on tightening, you know for sure that it will snap soon. And the thing about that is also good to remember when one is in hardship is what? Death. How could death make it cheer you up?
It may not be difficult as the child of the grave.
Yes.
Somewhere around
it just puts the whole thing in perspective. So if you are incapacitated because you lost a job, you remember that you will die. If you are in grief because people have money and you don't, you remember that they will die. If you are in grief over the loss of a loved one, you remember that you will follow them. And so death makes your mood moderate. It mildes out your mood. It makes it moderate. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنَّهُ مَا ذَكَرَهُ أَحَدٌ فِي ضِيقٍ إِلَّا أَوْسَعَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا ذَكَرَهُ أَحَدٌ فِي سَعَةٍ إِلَّا ضَيَّقَهَا عَلَيْهِ. That no one will remember it in a case of ease, except it will, or in a case of joy, except that it will be tightened or limited, restrained. And no one remembers it in the case of hardship, except that it will be relieved, released. So it makes you moderate in your emotions. And that's what Allah wants of you. No one will be like a flat line. That's not human. But people should not be like spikes. Emotions, excitement and grief and excitement and grief. That's even a disease. It's a condition called bipolar. But you want to be wavy. You know, your emotions are always moderate. And the remembrance of that does help that in both conditions, conditions of ease and conditions of hardship as well. So, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Then you remember that the calamity that has befallen you will leave you, or you leave it. You and the calamity will not stay together forever. One of you will leave first. It either leaves you first before you die, or you leave it first by dying. Like if you have pain, for instance, in part of your body, you know that for sure this pain will either go away, or when you die, this pain you will not have anymore. And hopefully you will be of the righteous who will be spared of all pain. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Here, you know, this surah was revealed after Surah Al-Duha. And it was a time when the kuffar really tightened it so much on the Prophet ﷺ, he was in distress. He was in distress. And that's also another good, like, something to ponder over. The Prophet ﷺ was in distress, but Allah said that we have expanded your breast. So how could he have been in distress? Transient distress is part of the human condition. Transient distress is part of the human condition. Yet, if you tap into the resources that if you tap into your psychological resources, you will be able to get beyond the distress. If you don't have those resources, you will not. See, the Prophet ﷺ, despite the fact that he was distressed because of the rejection, he carried on. He was not stopped. He was not slowed down. He carried on. So, because the transient distress that comes by it's inevitable. We will have to go through it. But then, it breaks you if you do not have the reserves, if you do not have storage, resources, psychological resources. Psychological resources, your closeness to Allah is the greatest resource. You know, to pray two rak'ahs is your greatest resource. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ used to say to Bilal, "Arihna biha ya Bilal," give us comfort with it, O Bilal. Like, call for the prayer so that we have comfort. So in the beginning of the surah, Allah is telling him that please expand your breast. And here Allah is telling him, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, so if you're done with your occupation, the occupation of the Prophet ﷺ was to call on two people to Islam. And you can also apply this to yourself, because when Allah, you know, the Quran is for us, He can apply it in certain ways to yourself. So also when you're done with your occupation, then stand before your Lord and worship. Stand before your Lord and worship. Because even though you're in distress, this is how you tap into the resources that we talked to you about at the beginning of the surah. We talked to you about expanding your breast. We talked to you about filling it with faith and belief and so on. But the transient distress can sometimes make you not perfectly capable of beholding the strength that you have or appreciating the resources that you have. So that is how you tap into your resources, by standing before your Lord. In worship. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. رَغْبَ means what? رَغْبَ means desire. So it means here, so seek none but your Lord. Have hope in none but your Lord. Put your whole trust in none but your Lord. So turn to your Lord, stand before Him and worship, so that you turn to Him for help. Isn't that what Surah Al-Fatiha is about? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Only You do we worship, and only You do we seek help from. Then the next verse here is تعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله, then know that there is no إله or God but Allah. And, you know, I think I will let you read this. It's beautiful. You read it, inshallah. Briefly, know that there is no God but Allah. Know that there is no one perfect in His name and attributes, qualities, actions, deeds, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also know that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that there is no one capable of helping you but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if there is no God but Allah, then you should not worship anyone but Allah. You should not have your full trust in anyone but Allah. You should not seek anyone but Allah. You should not have hope in anyone but Allah. You should not truly fear from anyone but Allah, because He is God. And when He is God, God means He is the one who created. He is the one in control. He is the one who maintains all of this. So if all things are in one hand, then that is when your heart will, that's the healing of your heart, is to know that all things are in one hand and that you are the servant of that one, and that you are in the sanctuary of that one. Like you run to means تَلْجَوْ إِلَىٰ حِمَىٰ, you run to the sanctuary, you escape and seek refuge in the sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is capable, the creator and the controller and the one who is most merciful. So not only that he is capable of helping, but he is keen to help you. And you put those together, and that would make you always run to him for anything. That he is capable and willing to help you, keen to help you. So that he is certainly the Salam and Nahu La Ilaha Illallah. That's why the Sahaba and the Salaf, the righteous predecessors, used to pray the whole night repeating one ayah. We make sure that we finish the Quran and Ramadan. But how much of it do we truly understand is, you know, you don't know how much. But the Sahaba alayhim and the righteous predecessors would repeat and repeat and repeat, because they reflect, they try to understand, and they reflect this verse, Salam and Nahu La Ilaha Illallah. You could reflect on it forever. The last verse here is Iqra, and that's the first verse of the Quran, as you all know. Iqra. And isn't it beautiful that the our whole religion started with Iqra, read. But isn't it also ironic that we are of the nations that read the least now? But Iqra is quite beautiful, because it did not say preach, it did not say convey, it did not say deliver, it did not say speak, it did not say write, it did not say pray. It did not even say pray. It did not even say seek your Lord. It said read, the first word. That is a very strong indication that all the above, all of our actions should be based on knowledge. Should be based on knowledge. It is also a reminder for the human being that you are not genuinely wise. You are not innately genuinely wise just by who you are. You need to learn. You need to know. You need to know more and know better. And the Prophet ﷺ, you know, was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask Allah for more knowledge. Nothing else was he told to ask Allah more of, but knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And say, oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge. So, also reflect on this. Read was the first speech by which the Prophet ﷺ was addressed. Read was the first word by which our nation has been addressed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And certainly this knowledge is like rain. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the likeness of what I was sent with is like a goodly rain that was sent onto dry land. Which means that if your knowledge will not be followed by good actions and good deeds, then it's water going to waste. Because the benefit of the rain is to bring about vegetation from the land, you know, growth, vegetation from the land. But if your knowledge will not be translated into good deeds and actions, then it's water going to waste. That should be it for this second. So that I don't stop able to like any questions.